Hey, what's up, folks? I have a free view of the Insane Asylum. I don't normally make it available here, but I said, you know, I should probably start doing that, you know? And what the Insane Asylum is a two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100, which is heard on three frequencies in Northern Michigan. And 94.5, 100.3, and 106.3. And worldwide at Q100-FM.com. Well, anyway, I'm on the air there on Sunday mornings from midnight to 2 a.m. doing this show. The audience of the Eric Zane Show podcast helps me pick the music. And that's it. I produce it right here in the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio. Put everything together, and then I send it off to them, this pre-recorded show. Well, I make it available on my Patreon with no commercials and before it even airs. So there you go. So I'm giving you a couple of the segments from this week's edition of the Insane Asylum. And then the full show, all eight segments, is at patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's part of the 15 plus hours of content that I deliver each week on my Patreon, where for you can check all that out for $5 or $10 a month. There's plenty of material to keep you occupied in addition to my free daily podcast. I suggest just trying it out for a month, $5 or $10 a month. See if you like it. And if you do like it, you can either let it ride month to month or sign up for the year and I'll knock 10% off of the price. Patreon.com, P as in Paul, A, T as in Tom, REON.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of The Insane Asylum.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane.
Yeah, well, there's not a sixth grader in the world that I can't beat up.
On Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Marvin, what do you make all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped...
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Lots to get to, and I am excited to bring it to you. Welcome to the Insane Asylum. Adam's Oddity, at the start of segment number two, will feature a duet. Not a duet. A combination of John Lee Hooker and The Doors. Well, anyway, they got together to do Roadhouse Blues, that, and a whole lot more coming up. You are going to love this show. I'll tell you that. Two from the Sheepdogs, my favorite Canadians, right here.
Take flight. Oh, come on, let's go, and we'll make them sing. Singing rock and roll.
Yeah.
The Insane Asylum, part of Q100, the only place for rock and roll at 94.5, 100.3, and 106.3, and worldwide at Q100-FM.com. The Beatles. That's off of Yellow Submarine, All Too Much. Absolutely outstanding. Hard to believe that something that sounds, you know, like it was made yesterday was made on like an 8-track tape machine in 1960, whatever. Incredible. Two, from the Sheepdogs ahead of that. That's like my new favorite band, Sheepdogs. And I think they just put out, I think, like a whole live thing. And that's where the song Rock and Roll Ain't No Simple Thing comes from. And before that, there's a hole where my heart should be. Yeah, that's like what they say in a love song. Okay. I just reminded myself that I've got JC's rebuttal here. I mean, from last week's JC's Tales from the Road. Oh, boy. Concerning how he was instrumental in getting Jim Steinman and Meatloaf to hate each other. A horrible, horrible incident where he strained Meatloaf's sweat out of several rags he was using to wipe his head. And served it to Steinman as a drink. He thought Meatloaf did it and it was ugly. JC writes, because he was the one who did that, I did the only thing that would save rock and roll. Steinman was a pompous ass and Meatloaf a blowhard. Thank God they only did 3 albums. Now, I mean, I don't know Jim Steinman. I don't know Meatloaf. JC knows, well, he knew them both. I think Steinman's dead too. So JC knows both those guys. I'll just take your word for it. You know, I like both those guys, but now I don't feel so good about that. So anyway, thanks for wrecking it again, JC. We'll have another one of JC's Tales from the Road coming up at the end of segment number 3. But coming up next, the start of the next segment, The Doors with John Lee Hooker will bring us Roadhouse Blues. Very, very rare recording that I dusted off for you. Thank you to Adam for Adam's Oddities. That happens next, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll. Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill, and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in, and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should, too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
He was a hit back in the day on a show called Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Hey, hot voice, quit sounding like you're disgusted.
It's so hard to live in the past.
Shut up.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane on Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Right now. Yeah, I woke up in the morning, I got myself.
Layla Tedeschi Trucks Band, live, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll. Absolutely incredible. The Doors ahead of that with John Lee Hooker. My gosh. With an amazing edition, version of Roadhouse Blues, made famous by The Doors. They teamed up with John Lee Hooker. That was Adam's Oddity for this week. Yes. All right. We've got more coming up. The end of segment three will feature our very own JC's Tales from the Road. This one comes to us from a movie set that JC was in. Rob Zombie. Some of you may know who that is. Some of you AARP card members might not know who that is. JC is very close with Rob Zombie and was in one of his movies. I'll tell you that story that JC told me at the end of the next segment. We'll also feature White Zombies, More Human Than Human, which, I'm going to roll the dice on this one and say that that's still be the first time that White Zombie's been played on the almighty Q100. But it's after midnight, and nobody cares. So what the hell? I'm going to play it. All part of the next segment, which we will kick off with. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to do the Rollins Band. Dennis G. suggested I play that. An old song called Disconnect. So it's going to sound like an entirely different radio station for the next segment. All right. This is the Insane Asylum, part of Q100, the only place for rock and roll. All right, that is it. My free view of the Insane Asylum. Full show available. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. A new episode each week. Thanks for the time, folks. Bye-bye.